And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A. It's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Cottonwood Area Transit, Barrett Propane, Augie's Restaurant, Cliff Castle Casino, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. It's Prescott Chamber Day. And I'm here with Robert. Robert, we're here to have a great show today.
Thank you, Sherry. Yes, it is Prescott Chamber Day. Like I always say, every day is Prescott Chamber Day.
I agree. And we have some great guests today. We have our friends from Eagle Lady Publishing, Send Out Cards, Charlie Scrifano Photography, and the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. You are listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to a simpler time when things like home delivery of milk and bread came to your door. Now even getting the mail delivered is being questioned. It's good to know that since 1960, folks here in Yavapai County have relied on the Barrett family. Drying clothes and other needs, you can count on Barrett Propane, just as families have for three generations.
Can you hear me?
You have my name on it. Call us today at 636-1600. Barrett Propane. The name you trust.
Hello.
Oh, say, can you see?
You okay, Bruce? Did that tomato hit you?
I need to get out of here. Fast.
With Cottonwood Area Transit, you can go anywhere in the Verde Valley. Take the Verde links from Cottonwood to Sedona or go to Camp Verde on the Yavapai Apache Transit buses. Run, Forrest, run.
Hello,
26
hello.
Buses in Cottonwood. One of them will be nearby.
Let's go.
I'm here.
For more information, visit ride-cat.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Introducing the Her Journey Around the World started in our overflowing bathroom sink policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote. Find an agent. Visit amfam.com for homeowners policy information.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Where's your summer adventure? We've got trails and lakes, flea markets and alpaca farms, and four national forests on our doorstep.
Sounds like a perfect getaway weekend in a Findlay Subaru Prescott Certified Pre-Owned.
Findlay Subaru Prescott still has a welcoming smile at the dealership. Our staff cleans and sanitizes everything from door handles to common items continuously for your safety. And we have friendly chat representatives if you want to shop online. Every Certified Pre-Owned candidate gets a 152-point safety inspection, where anything that doesn't meet our high standards is repaired or replaced. Then it's backed with a 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain coverage.
With zero deductible.
For your peace of mind wherever adventure takes you. Get special finance rates starting as low as 1.99% APR, making owning a Subaru even more affordable. Come take a test drive today and buy a Subaru or get stuck in something else. Findlay Subaru Prescott and FindlaySubaruPrescott.com. Doing our part every day to give back to the community and make the world a better place.
Offers on approved credit plus tax, title, license, and 495 doc fees. Offers good while supplies last. See dealer for details.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Good afternoon, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, and it's Prescott Chamber Day.
Yes, it is, Sherry. Good afternoon. This is Robert Coombs from the Prescott Chamber. I run the Visitor Center for the Chamber.
And we're so glad to have you, and you're here to introduce our first guest.
Yes, thank you, Sherry. Our first guest is from Send Out Cards, Judy O'Higgins. Welcome to the show, Judy.
Thank you so much, and thanks for having me today. I'm so happy to be here.
We're very excited to have you here, and I know you're a new member, but I want you to tell us a little bit about yourself first before we get into Send Out Cards.
Okay, great. Well, I moved to Arizona in 1986, so I've been here quite a while. I'm actually new to Prescott. However, I've only been here a few months, so I'm still getting to know everything and exploring and as best I can with everything that's going on now. And I'm just excited to be a part of the Chamber, and everyone I've met so far from the Chamber has been phenomenal.
Well, we're hearing super things about Send Out Cards, and I know Hunter could attest to that. I know you've sent him some goodies, some of the samples that you do as thank yous, and I've seen those, and they're wonderful. So we're really excited about that. So thank you, and welcome to the Chamber.
Thank you.
So now talk a little bit about Send Out Cards and what that means for our listeners.
I'm happy to do that. Send Out Cards is our product are greeting cards and gifts. However, what I like to say is it's a relationship building system. And it's incredibly easy to use. It's fun. People love in this day and age when everything is online and everything's digital. People are surprised and delighted to get something in the mail. So what I like to say is what's old is new again. We've kind of come full circle. Remember the days when, you know, we got stacks of mail and all of a sudden email came along. And we'd get an email and we'd think, oh, wow, this is great. I got an email. So fast forward to today. I don't know about you guys, but I get about 300 emails a day and I don't open probably less than half of them. And when you think about it, what is the goal of email? To delete it, right? So Send Out Cards is a way to touch people in a way that they remember you and they have a really good feeling about you. Why? Because you thought enough about them to send them something personal in the mail that makes an impact. So most of our customers, believe it or not, are businesses. I mean, we have the personal ones as well. But the company did a survey a few years ago, and lo and behold, I found out that 70% of all the cards sent to our company were businesses. And so they were like, wow, okay. So I specialize in helping any kind of business, doesn't matter what it is, to build better, longer-lasting relationships with their customers through using our system. And it is a system. So I'd be glad to share a little bit more about it if you like.
Please do.
Okay. Yes. Fantastic. Well, for a business owner, Send Out Cards, I think, solves three problems. Problem number one. Kind of goes back to what I said earlier. Everybody now is tweeting, they're texting, they're direct messaging, they're still emailing. And so these days, something in the mail that's personal really makes an impression. It makes you stand out. It builds that relationship. And so, for example, if you meet someone at a chamber mixer and you want to kind of click and you want to take the next step with them, wouldn't it be great if they got a nice card in the mail from you that says, nice to meet you, with a nice message inside? That's going to make them remember you. So that's problem number one. Problem number two is, let's say you do have a meeting with that person, they're interested in what you're saying, but they're not ready yet. How do you follow up? Believe it or not, many businesses don't have a follow-up system at all, or if they do, it's kind of hit and miss. And on the flip side, statistics show it typically takes 5 to 8 touches before someone buys your product. So we all need a follow-up system, and people are losing money and losing sales because they don't have one that works for them. And send out cards works really, really well. Really, really well. The whole idea of cards, I can tell you a real quick story about a gentleman who made the Guinness Book of World Records for selling the most cars, autos, for like 12 years in a row. His name was Joe Girard. And guess how he did it? With greeting cards. And this was back in the old days before the internet. I'll get in a second to how we use high tech, combine it with a personal touch, and send out cards. This guy did it the old-fashioned way. Everyone he met went into his database, which is probably a index card system in those days. We're talking like the 80s and 90s.
Probably a Rolodex.
A Rolodex, that's it. Right, right. Uh-huh. And he sent everyone he met a card every month. And he ended up building such great relationships by doing that. Everybody wanted to buy a car from Joe. He sold an average 6 cars a day. And believe it or not, if you wanted to buy a car from Joe, you had to make an appointment. Can you imagine?
Because he was so busy.
Because he was so busy because he had built out an incredible network, and he did it with cards. And that was in the old days. He had to hire 2 people to send them for him because it got so many people. Well, with send out cards, our system, you can send 1, 100, 1,000, as many as you want, and you send them right over the internet, but they're not e-cards. What happens is you go on our website, pick the card you want, type a little nice message, hit the send button, and you're done.
That's wonderful. So that's the, so you can send an email and then communicate, and then the card goes directly in the mail.
Right. What happens after you click send a card and you're done, our company that night will print, stuff, stamp, and mail your card for about a third of the cost of a store-bought card, and you didn't have to go to the store or the post office or handwrite it out, and people love them. You can put your own pictures in them, which makes it totally personal.
Oh, yep. Personalized, yeah. That's beautiful.
And people really, really love our product. You can also attach a gift, and we have unbelievable brownies.
Oh.
Yes. Ask Hunter. He's
I have seen the brownies. Hunter shared the brownies with me. So that was a super touch, and I think you're right about the touch in the card. People will remember who you are, with something in the mail, and I'm
right.
A firm believer of that, too.
I think those personal touches are really important.
They are.
That's wonderful. We have about 2 more minutes, so... is there? You mentioned that also that you talked about business, but also people can do it individually as well.
Absolutely. I mean, and one of the really cool things about our system is if you wanted to, you could send a card to a whole group of people all at once, and each card will have their name in it. So think holidays. We are very busy in holiday time.
Father's Day.
Yes. No,
we
seriously.
Just had Father's Day.
Yeah. Or anytime you need to send multiple cards out that's the same card, like invitations to a wedding or anything like that, our company really comes in handy. And what I do is I go to people's offices, I go to their wherever and show them how it works. And now, of course, we have Zoom. So that makes it even easier. You don't have to leave home. I don't have to leave home. We just get on a Zoom call and I do little demonstrations and people get it. And a lot of them say, where do I sign?
Absolutely. Well, we have just a little bit more time. If you, first of all, we thank you for being a partner of the Chamber. We appreciate you being a member of ours, and we know that you just joined recently, so mm-hmm. we greatly appreciate that. If you can share with our listeners how to get a hold of you.
Absolutely. My email, excuse me, is Judy, J-U-D-Y, at judyohiggins.com. So that's J-U-D-Y-O-H-I-G-G-I-N-S.com. Or phone number, 928-202-2557.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for being a guest on our show.
Thank you for asking me.
It was nice to see you live today.
I agree. It's nice to see you, too.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
Hello, Prescott. This is John Nielsen, wanting to welcome everyone back to Prescott Brewing Company.
This is Roxanne. We just received our 2020 Ranking Arizona's Best of Arizona Businesses publication. This annual publication rates all kinds of Arizona's own businesses. Well, little old PBC and little old Prescott rated in the top 10 breweries in the state again and again. We continue to be relevant in the big world of craft beers with more than 100 in our state of Arizona now. A big thank you.
We hope to see you soon. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White's Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
If you can't chew it, odds are your garbage disposal can't either. This is Jeremy Rushton with Yavapai Plumbing and Heating. It's not uncommon to end up with something in your garbage disposal that was never meant to be there. We get it. So that's why right now, we're offering $25 off any garbage disposal replacement, whether it's eggshells or a pan of grease.
Uh-oh, I've done that.
It's $25 off. Call Yavapai Plumbing and Heating today at 776-7025 or visit us online at ypeinc.com.
Hi, I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Bros. You gotta admit, Ted, we get pretty popular in the summer.
I know, Adam. We get service calls from all over the Prescott area.
And we also get quite a few from Cottonwood, Clarkdale, and Sedona.
How do you know that?
A little Verdi told me.
No, brother.
That's me.
Keep your cool with a quick call to Gettle's High Desert Mechanical, serving all of Yavapai County. G-O-E-T-T-L. Visit GettlesHDM.com. Don't settle. Get Gettle's High Desert Mechanical heating, cooling, and plumbing.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. And today is Prescott Chamber Day, Robert.
Yes, it is, Sherry. Thank you very much. Like I always say, it's Chamber Day every day, especially in our line of business, huh?
Absolutely. Well, you're here to introduce our next guest.
Sure. Our next guest is Charlie Scrofano. Photography, and Charlie Scrofano himself is here in person.
How are you guys doing today?
We're doing
great. Thank you for being on the show.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Before we get into the photography part of Charlie Scrofano photography, please mm-hmm. tell us about yourself a little bit, like where you're from and family and things like that, the fun stuff.
Sounds good. I'm originally from New Hampshire.
Okay, that's a good place to be from. I'm from Massachusetts originally.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, we do love New England, but my wife and I fell in love with Arizona when we were moving our son out here. And so we both decided that, well, the first person that gets a job in Arizona will move. So that's what we ended up doing about 8 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm married to my soulmate, 20 years, 7 years. I got 3 incredible kids that I'm totally proud of.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got a checkered past, I guess you would say, and I've been...
A checkered past.
Well, in the sense that, I've been a stage manager, a farrier.
Okay.
Worked as a database administrator, and finally, my passion, photography.
Usually folks in photography, they started many, many moons ago. So you, when you were a child, were you interested in taking pictures of certain things? And when you were in New Hampshire, probably a lot of forest scenes and water, ocean.
Exactly. Whatever I could, you know, and also whenever I could get my parents to stay still, which was not very often. But my dad was also an avid photographer.
Okay.
And so I learned a lot from him. And then, you know, it was always a hobby type thing, you know, off and on, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And then I had the opportunity when I moved out here to pursue it full time. So that's what I'm doing right now, and I'm not working a day in my life.
Well, that sounds lovely. So what is your favorite type of picture or, you know, pictures to take and that sort of thing?
I primarily portrait photographer. I mean, that's what I really love to do. I specialize in sort of more on-location environmental-type portraiture because I'm trying to capture not only just the picture of them but also the emotions behind it. So when I have a client, a potential client, I will spend about half an hour with them finding out what they like to do, what's their favorite place to be. And then, if possible, we'll schedule the shoot out there. That way, they're in an environment they're comfortable with. They're the most relaxed that you can get, and I'm able to capture the emotion as well as the picture, which is a big thrill for me.
And the folks seeing that particular picture that know those folks, it kind of will all go together because it'll all click in your brain.
Exactly.
Like, somebody who loves the outdoors, you know, mountains in the background, or somebody like me who likes the mountains and trails and mountain biking, and that was behind me or in that picture somehow, they'd say, yeah, that's Robert. You know, so I understand that. That's wonderful.
Oh, it's so much fun because you get to learn, not only do you get to take the pictures, which is, you know, wonderful part of it, but you also get to meet the people, and you get such varied types of people from all walks of life, and you get to share that moment with them. You know, almost as an observer type thing, but still, if you do your part to make it a better experience, then it's just wonderful.
Well, I like the idea that you like to get to know the person so that you can really identify the best place for that picture to be taken to really capture the moment. So that's wonderful. Tell us a little bit more about what work you've done or what you are willing to do so our listeners can learn a little bit more.
Oh, sure. I've gone to various places. I worked with, you know, I had one family that loved music. So we ended up doing pretty much a band shot. And I've gone to Sedona, done some sunrise, sunset shots there. We've done some work with some engagements, some pre-engagements, and a lot of events. I've done events for, I do a lot of volunteer work around here as well for events and stuff. So I've been having a really good time. And I just got my Part 107 license, so I'll be adding drone work and video work to my portfolio, which I'm really looking
forward
to.
That's a pretty busy industry, and being a photographer, you get great shots. I've sold a house recently, and that's kind of what sold the house, you know, from everything around, because you can't see the shots that are all around your property until you get up in the air like that a little bit.
Oh, yeah, it's a wonderful creative tool, and I am having such a good time with it.
Nice.
That is great. And if our listeners wanted to get in touch with you, what is your contact information?
Well, you can contact me. My website's charliescrofano.com, you know, Charlie, Scrofano.com. I also have a Facebook page under the same name. I think contact me that way. And also my phone number is 603-986-8113. That's the last bit of New Hampshire I'm still holding on to.
There you go.
Well, I can almost tell by the last name. I said, you must be from the East Coast.
Oh, definitely.
So I got to ask you the big question. What was your most favorite or memorable picture that you've taken so far in your career? That's a loaded question.
I've been so incredibly lucky with meeting so many people. But I would think probably my most favorite picture is actually a picture I took of my dad.
Okay.
He's been gone almost a year now. And it was just one of those things where we got together, and he had come out because he still lived in New Hampshire, and he had come out, and we were just, you know, fooling around, having a good time, and then I took this shot of him that I use. I mean, you can see it's in my portfolio, because I see the joy in his eyes, the pride, which, you know, it's incredible to me. And I remember the entire time. We had such a wonderful time with him. And I remember that. I remember the fun, the laughter, the jokes. And I can see that all in that picture. And that's what I strive to do. That's what I try every single time I go out there and I shoot a family, a person, a couple. I try to capture that moment. I try to give them the, you know, help them with the memories of that time and for the future, I hope.
Absolutely. Well, and then you take pictures that leave the memories like you just mm-hmm. described, so that's wonderful.
Oh, it's a great honor.
Absolutely. So you do weddings, family photos, engagement. What can we look for from you?
Well, I do engagements. I do not do weddings.
Okay.
That is a specialized area that I haven't gotten into.
Okay.
But I do like environmental portraiture. I do headshots, corporate headshots. I also do events.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, if you want events covered, I can help out with that. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, on the side, I do like fine art photography. I sell stuff on Etsy and that sort of thing. You know, landscapes, abandoned, which is sort of my, you know, when I want to get away from portraiture for a while, I go out and do that and just reset myself. And so that's what I mostly do. And I'm going to start doing drone work and in that sense of the word, probably getting into real estate as far as, you know, drone photography. And
I was going to say that's kind of a whole different realm mm-hmm. of photography, just the drone itself.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, and videography is in the future as well.
That is becoming very big nowadays, too, mm-hmm. so I think that's a great, great move for you.
And it's another creative tool mm-hmm. and another way to give service to the community. I don't, like I said, I never work a day in my life.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like it. And folks that are listening, if you could see Charlie's face when he described his dad with that picture, I can kind of see the excitement in your face today, mm-hmm. how much you really love what you do.
Mm-hmm.
So you obviously love what you do. Well, coming from New Hampshire, you're a lot like I am, coming from the Boston area.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much scenery in Arizona.
Oh,
aren't you wowed by all that? It's like anywhere you go,
I know,
it just totally changes dramatically.
It is incredible. If I ever get, you know, because if I ever get, like, you know, homesick for New Hampshire, I will just head north to, like, Flagstaff, which is similar to that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I get, you know, I want to go see the desert, the Sonoran Desert, I can just go an hour south. It's an incredible place.
And Slot Canyon, have you been to
yes.
Antelope Canyon?
Oh, my God.
I bet you have some beautiful pictures of that.
Yeah. I have some.
Yeah.
But what a beautiful place.
Yeah.
So you keep saying that you don't have to work because you enjoy this so much. This
uh-huh.
has just become your passion.
And I'm lucky enough to have a chance to, you know, to actually do it for a living.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a very lucky man. Yeah, I'm, like I say to a lot of people, I'm the luckiest man on earth.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, we're so glad to have you be part of the Chamber family, and mm-hmm. It's excited to see some of your work. Why don't you share with us your contact information for our listeners again so that
sure.
they can hear that information?
That's wonderful. If you want to give me a call, I'm at 603-986-8113. My website is charliescrofano, scrofano.com. Also, you can get me on Facebook and Facebook Messenger. I'm looking forward to it.
And you've been able to work during this time because you can certainly practice the CDC guidelines with
mm-hmm.
social distancing and all of that great stuff. So you're available to take that next shot and take pictures and all that great stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're following all the guidelines from the CDC when we do the photography. All my assistants are either masked or out of the way. keep at least 6 feet away. Fortunately, I have long lenses, so I can be like 10, 12 feet away. Keep everybody safe.
Absolutely. That's important during this time. Mm-hmm. Now, there's this digital part of photography now. So mm-hmm. is that part of your package? You know, I know a lot of times when people are taking pictures, they want that instant gratification as well. Mm-hmm. So how does that work for you?
Oh, sure. I mean, I definitely, you know, will include the digital images if requested. Mm-hmm. I mean, I like to, because I, you know, I think of my own past and, you know, the fact that I have, like, actual photographs, which I think seem to have a little bit more lasting impact because I still have albums. You know, like I have albums of my kids. I have albums of, you know, my family. And, you know, the digital definitely, you know, you can put on, like, social media and stuff like that. I do mm-hmm. include that. Mm-hmm. But I also provide, you know, I can provide albums and also, like, prints, you know, metal prints, canvases, depending on what your home is like and what you want to use the photography for.
And when you say metal prints, that's mm-hmm. something that you can put the picture onto a metal mm-hmm. picture, if you will?
Yep, it's usually backed by aluminum.
Okay.
And there's two types. There's one that allow the aluminum background to come through a little bit, gives it a bit mm-hmm. of texture. And then there's other prints that are just printed on metal, and it makes a brilliant.
And you wouldn't need a frame around something like that.
No, you could either frame it or just put a backing mm-hmm. on it and hang it as is.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. And how far out will you travel for your business?
Well, I will travel anywhere. Oh, I mean, okay. My normal packages, I do like a 75-mile round trip. You know, I'll do 75 miles outside of Mayer, where I'm from. But, I mean, if you want me to go other places, I can definitely go other places. I mean, there may be a small fee for mileage and stuff like that. But a lot of people, you know, they have locations that they love. They're not that close to here. So I definitely travel to capture it.
Well, you better share your website with our listeners one more time and the contact one more time so they can check out Charlie Scrofano Photography mm-hmm. for themselves, because when you go online and look at the pictures that you've done, mm-hmm. that's what I'm going to do when I get home tonight, just to see.
Cool.
It should be wonderful. So if you could share that one more time with our listeners, Charlie, that would be great.
Oh, sure. It's charliescrofano.com, S-C-R-O-F-A-N-O, which I always spell that out because it's not a very usual name. And or you can see me on Facebook at Charlie Scrofano Photography. Or call me at 603-986-8113.
Well, thank you so much for being in the studio today. It's so nice to see you. And thank you for being a proud chamber member of the Prescott Chamber. And you're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
Hello, hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now. Hang on tight, and we'll be right with you.
Okay,
thank you. You get a home
with a view. This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with two locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Hi, I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Bros. You gotta admit, Ted, we get pretty popular in the summer.
I know, Adam. We get service calls from all over the Prescott area.
And we also get quite a few from Cottonwood, Clarkdale, and Sedona.
How do you know that?
A little Verdi told me.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Keep your cool with a quick call to Gettle's High Desert Mechanical, serving all of Yavapai County. G-O-E-T-T-L. Visit GettlesHDM.com. Don't settle. Get Gettle's High Desert Mechanical Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing.
Oh, say, can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Reprographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Reprographics today.
Criminal illegal aliens have caused the deaths of thousands of Americans. President Trump is trying to build the wall to stop them from crossing the U.S. border. Never-Trumper Sheila Polk is trying to stop him. Would you trust the safety of Yavapai County to a Never-Trumper who puts criminal aliens back out on the streets? Is she even a Republican? Vote pro-Trump David Stringer, and let's put criminal illegal aliens behind bars. Paid for by Conservatives for Stringer.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Wednesday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. At a news conference with Police Chief Chris Magnus, Tucson Mayor Regina Romero reacts to the body cam video showing the in-custody death of 27-year-old Carlos Ingram Lopez back in April.
As mayor and as a mother, I am deeply troubled and outraged by what happened. I am outraged that Carlos Adrian lost his life.
Romero says she wants time to think about the offer by Chief Magnus to resign.
I didn't know that he was going to offer his resignation. When officers do not perform as trained, they need to be held accountable. These officers would have been terminated had they not resigned. I absolutely would have supported that decision.
She says this has the community upset, and she learned at the news conference that Chief Magnus had offered his resignation.
I think about what he's presented to the public and mayor and council today.
Continued sunny, dry, breezy, and hot into and through your KQ&A weather weekend with extreme fire danger, cooling after bedtime tonight to a partly cloudy, breezy 63 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt, then warming to near 90 tomorrow through Saturday, an extremely windy 85 Sunday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, a late-night low near 67, heating up to 101 tomorrow through Saturday, only 95 but dangerously windy Sunday. Your KQ&A News and Weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Wednesday evening and please be fire safe. Stay tuned as Talk of a Town Prescott continues in a moment on KQ&A.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to a simpler time, when things like home delivery of milk and bread came to your door. Now even getting the mail delivered is being questioned. It's good to know that since 1960, folks here in Yavapai County have relied on the Barrett family. From staying warm to cooking, drying clothes, and other needs, you can count on Barrett Propane, just as families have for three generations. You have my name on it. Call us today at 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Oh, say, can you see?
You okay, Bruce? Did that tomato hit you?
I need to get out of here, fast.
With Cottonwood Area Transit, you can go anywhere in the Verde Valley. Take the Verde links from Cottonwood to Sedona, or go to Camp Verde on the Yavapai Apache Transit buses. Run, Forrest, run! With 26 buses in Cottonwood, one of them will be nearby.
Let's go!
For more information, visit ride-cat.com.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reprographics, we deliver great printing now, with same-day and next-day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reprographics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
Waters Garden companion plants for June are golden locust, silverberry, Hall's honeysuckle, and portulaca.
Portulaca tolerates blazing sun where the neon flowers attract butterflies.
Available in red, orange, violet, white, and pink.
Great for containers, rock gardens, between sunny stepping stones, or any hot, dry garden space where nothing else grows.
The brighter, the better.
You'll find the toughest bloomers at Waters Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. And Robert, we have our next guest who's on the phone.
Thank you, Sherry. Yes, our next guest is from Eagle Lady Publishing. Welcome to the show, Sandra Jones.
Yes, hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Yes, we can hear you fine.
Okay.
Welcome again
Glad
to the show.
Here. Thank you.
Before we get into the Eagle Lady Publishing part of the business, we'd like you to tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, how you came about to be in Prescott.
Sure. I was born in a town called San Fernando, California, and I was raised on the outskirts of Los Angeles, in Los Angeles, on a kind of a farm, but the city was our backyard. So I lived there for many years and raised my kids there. And then I moved to the desert in Palmdale, and then I moved to Oregon for 18 years prior to moving to Prescott 2 months ago.
So you've been here for 2 months.
Yes, 2 months. May 4th. I got here May 4th. So it hasn't even been 2 months yet.
And what brought you to Prescott?
I was here 7 years ago to visit, and we were going to move out here with the family, and that didn't happen, but I loved it. And we visited the chamber, and it was really great. I was excited about connecting with the chamber because it's really a thriving chamber and community, and I was excited about it. That's why I moved here.
And you also brought your business with you. So we're here to talk a little bit about Eagle Lady Publishing. So, Sandy, you want to share a little bit about that with our listeners?
Sure, yes. Eagle Lady Publishing, I'm a graphic designer and a marketing professional. I help your company bring your dreams to life. And the way I got to that tagline, which is called a strapline now is the modern term for it in England, strapline, I bring your dreams to life, was one of my clients, a big project. I designed his book for him. He's a poet. And so I got into designing books, but I also designed websites, brochures, ads. Some of the bigger projects that I've done are large events with the booklets, the signs, and all of the graphics materials and marketing materials for that. And so I'm an artist and a designer, designing since 1983, back in BC, before computers.
You had me going there. Yeah. I thought DC.
Yeah,
okay.
Way back then, anyway. And so I had a good foundation, and then when computers came in, I was able to do a lot more, and it's a lot more fun now. And I've done maps, I've done chamber directories, booklets, and another one of my big clients was A Cowboy's Heart, a poetry book. I have a couple of poets I've helped bring their dreams to life. So that's when I got the tagline, because William, whom I did the book for, the story goes real quick here. All of his poetry was spoken word and in his head, all of his life. And so I helped him get it to print. He's got a beautiful book, which I'd love to show you, but you can't see it. But it's on my website, eagleladypublishing.com, and that's where my portfolio is. If you'd like to see my work, go there and check it out.
Wonderful. And I know you've only been here for 2 months, but what do you like best about Prescott?
I'll tell you what I really like are the friendly faces. I've never been in a town this large with so many cheerful smiles from people that I don't even know. And it's really amazing. I'm like, wow. It's like the small town I came from in Oregon, Lapine. It was a small town. Well, they had about 22,000 people, but it was a small town. And lots of smiles there. But this is even happier. Everybody's cheerful. That's what I'm getting from Prescott. I really love that. And that it's an event-driven community also. Lots of events.
Well, we have a beautiful landscape, and we have the opportunity. You know, we have the beautiful Courthouse Plaza and the whole surrounding area. So, you know, we're just set up ideally for the large events and all of that as well. So, you know, I guess that's why we have the tagline, everybody's hometown, because I agree with you. Everybody here is wonderful and friendly, and they want to really help each other out, Sandy, during, you know, at any time. That, you know, we're all here in it for together to take care of each other.
Yes, and it's really a good feeling here. It's got a good culture, Prescott does. I think that's why I was drawn to it. But I came because I was looking to open up my opportunities, and the weather's good, and I just felt really good about it. Yeah.
Well, that is wonderful. So you, it sounds like you can really do quite a bit in the marketing area. You've talked about a lot of your skills with website design and publishing and graphic designs and all of that sort of thing. Anything else that you want to share with our listeners about yourself and your business?
I like to work with my client startup companies. If you're starting a business, I can help with the logo, your tagline, your brand, discussing that. And very intuitive about that. I'd like to interview. The way it works is I'd like to interview you, and then I do some work to give you a proposal, especially with a website, a detailed proposal all laid out. I like to have everything out front, knowing what the money is going to be so that there's no hidden hourly wages. So it's I itemize and I work by the project. And agreement in that way. And I have references if somebody would like to, you'd like to talk to some of my previous clients. I can get those for you. And yeah, so I enjoy working with people in their businesses and finding out all about it. I've learned a lot through that, finding out what you do and what you want to do with your business. And I'm very encouraging. I believe that my tagline used to be and kind of still is infinite possibilities for your business. And so my philosophy, I'll just give you my philosophy about business. If you're going to start a business, go into it with a plan to win. I knew a chiropractor who was a winning athlete in high school and college, and he was a winning businessman. And I realized then that athletes who go to the Olympics go and train to win, not, oh, maybe I'll win, maybe I'll lose. But to go with the attitude is, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to make this win. To do a business, I think, do it to win. Don't think, oh, well, maybe it'll work, maybe it won't. That's not what athletes do. Anyway. Be an athlete.
I find that's great advice. I like that a lot. For our listeners, how would they get in touch with you? Can you share with us your contact information?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you very much. My phone number is 541-419-9487. And my website is eagleladypublishing.com. And if you'd like to just email me, it's Sandy with a Y at EagleLadyPublishing.com.
Wonderful.
So, yes, please give me a call and we can talk more about your business.
Well, that
what
is
what you want to do.
Wonderful. Well, can you share with us real quickly what is the most rewarding aspect of your work?
Satisfied clients. When I do a design, I do more than one. I do at least three, sometimes five. I did a logo for a woman. I did seven logos for her and sent them over, and she liked them all. That's the most rewarding part. Happy clients, when they go, wow, you know, there's going to be some great work going on here, and there's hope for my business, and I'm really excited about the image you created. That is the most rewarding part.
Well, that is just that is amazing, and I think it is great when you can really help someone out, and you know that if they're in it to win it, like you talked about earlier, that would be very satisfying for sure.
Yes. Well, if you're going to do something, be in it to win it. I like that. That's a new tagline, Sherry.
Thanks. There you go. Well, we're so glad to have you be part of the Chamber family. We appreciate you. We know and we welcome you to Prescott. And, you know, we're here to help any way we can. And folks can, if they can't find you on your site, they can certainly go to prescott.org and you're there. Look up Eagle Lady Publishing. And we're so thankful to have you on the show today. And I'm sure I'll see you around.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm happy to be on the show and a part of the Chamber in town.
Well, thank you again. And you're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Hello, Prescott. This is John Nielsen, wanting to welcome everyone back to Prescott Brewing Company. We have always practiced and trained our staff for the safest in food handling and sanitation, and we will continue to do so. We've printed our new menu, and of course, you can always get our award-winning beers on tap. We took out some tables and spread the others out to increase distance, and placed a hand sanitizer station next to our staircase that leads upstairs to our upstairs dining room. We hope to see you soon. Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Yavapai Regional Medical Center's Wellness Center in Prescott has relocated to a new location to serve you better. This means that our preventive medicine and outpatient physical rehabilitation teams will now serve you at 1112 Iron Springs Road in Prescott. We've moved to a new location to make way for an amazing new health center and a covered parking facility that are under construction at YRMC West in Prescott. We look forward to serving you from our new location at 1112 Iron Springs Road. We're also excited about the amazing new health center and multi-level parking facility that's underway at YRMC West in Prescott. Follow YRMC on Facebook for the latest construction news and more.
This is Steve Sishka with Obelson's for Healthy Animals. One of the things that's always impressed me about difficult times is how pets and animals raise people's spirits. They're non-judgmental and don't pay a bit of attention to social distancing. They love you whether you wear a mask or not and always listen when you're pouring your heart out to them. That's why you should give them the best, and that's at Olson's. You can settle for good enough, or give your best friends the Olson's difference when buying their food, health supplies, toys, and treats. For the last 41 years, we've been feeding pets and animals with the philosophy of good enough just isn't. We offer in-store service, curbside, and delivery from all of our stores in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale. Experience us at our stores on Facebook, olsonsfamily.com, or olsonsgrain.com. Locals feeding locals pets and animals. That's us.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, and today is Prescott Chamber Day, and we have just a few more minutes, and during this time, we like to talk about what's coming up, what we have coming up right now is our 39th annual Bluegrass Festival. And we are able to put the event on, which we're happy about. However, we do have some requirements. We expect everyone that's going to be attending the Bluegrass Festival, this is for this Saturday and Sunday, to follow all the CDC guidelines. When social distancing isn't available, we are expecting everyone to be wearing masks to protect not only yourself but others as well. But one really wonderful thing, thanks to all of our sponsors, our presenting sponsor, Lamb Chevrolet, one of the things that is new this year is we're going to be live streaming it on Saturday from 11 to 9 on Channel 64, and it will also be on our Facebook page and the Prescott Media Center page as well. So, here, the cattlecountryradio.com will have live broadcast from 10 to 1 as well on 103.1 FM. So we're excited to bring all that to you, and we hope that you will come on down or watch it online, the Bluegrass Festival, our wonderful tradition.
Yeehaw, it's going to be a fun time.
Absolutely, and right after that on Monday, Robert, you have another one.
Oh, boy, we got kind of back-to-back here, the Bluegrass Festival on June 27th and 28th, and right after that will be the world's oldest rodeo since 1888, June 29th through July 5th. And you can get a lot of information on the rodeo with a lot of the events that associated with that, including the kitty parade that will be in that same time period at worldoldestrodeo.com. One big event would be the rodeo parade, which will be Saturday the 4th, and that will be at 9 a.m. in the morning.
Absolutely. And then we'll also have, I believe, the fireworks going on as well.
Fireworks display will be on July 4th this year, and it will be at Watson Lake, and that will be from 3 to 9:30.
Perfect. So we have a lot of things going on, but we want to encourage everybody to please be safe and follow those CDC guidelines as we can enjoy these events. I think someone mentioned, you know, our outdoors is beautiful, and it's safer, but we do want to follow all those guidelines to enjoy all of these traditions of Prescott.
Absolutely.
And for more information, you can go to prescott.org to get those times again. And I always encourage everybody to call ahead, make sure there hasn't been any changes, because things can change quickly. And so we want to make sure that you have the best information. So go to prescott.org or call ahead. And I just always like to remind everybody to shop locally. There's many ways to do that. Please support our businesses. They are, they appreciate that. And, we ask everybody to shop Prescott responsibly and respectfully. Thank you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be back soon.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Genesis Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's Restaurant, Cliff Castle Casino, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Cottonwood Area Transit, and Gettles High Desert Mechanical. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.